This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Illinois State Trooper Clay Carnes was laid to rest Friday. Carnes was clearing debris on I-55 when a driver hit him. He was 35 years old and had two children. State Police Director Brendan Kelly says his agency is hurting after having two state troopers killed on Illinois highways in just 3 months. The driver who allegedly hit Carnes is being charged with a felony for violating Scott's Law, which mandates that drivers move over or greatly reduce speed when approaching an emergency vehicle. Derrick Rose is teaming up with Chicago Bulls charities in the city of Chicago to unveil the Rose Garden Friday on the city's south side. In a press release, the former Bulls player announced a collaboration with Growing Home, a local urban farm that provides food to local farmers and food pantries. The project aims to support biodiversity, aid food production, and enhance the local environment. Health officials say opioid overdoses remain the greatest cause of unnatural deaths in Cook County. My colleague, Araceli Gomez-Aldana, reports preliminary data show fatal overdoses are decreasing. Data from Cook County's Medical Examiner's Office showed just over 1,000 overdose deaths were reported in 2024. That's down from about 1,800 the year before, and when overdoses spiked, reaching 2,000 in 2022. Cook County's chief medical examiner, Dr. Pani Arun Kumar, says most overdoses involve the synthetic opioid, fentanyl.
87% of the deaths is due to fentanyl. This decline is reassuring, but fentanyl still remains the greatest cause of non-natural deaths in Cook County.
Data show Black residents continue to be disproportionately affected. Chicago is named one of the top markets to watch for office real estate in 2025. The global real estate advisor, Avinson Young, published a report saying new office construction is expected to remain stagnant this year, but there is less office availability overall. The COVID pandemic shifted where and how people worked. The sectors with the highest anticipated construction trends are data centers, the industrial sector, and healthcare. Weather for today, partly sunny and cold, highs near 26, wind chill making things feel like we're in the single digits. Tonight, partly cloudy with temps near 12. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the low 20s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Main. Thanks for listening.